Okay, so today's podcast is brought to you by Audible.
No way.
Yeah. Do you guys know Audible? Do you use it at all?
Yeah.
You do?
Oh, yeah.
So you both have an account?
I used to.
I'm too cheap.
So you need a new account, right? And you need a new account. Well, I have something to tell you too. So
free accounts?
Yes. Well, yeah. You can get a free audiobook download and a 30-day free trial at audibletrial.com/WWI podcast. So if you know my hashtag WWI podcast, and if you know, what is it? My handle on the Twitters, WWI podcast. Is this too loud for anyone, or are you guys doing good?
I'm okay.
Okay.
I like it, but I'm half deaf, so.
Okay. Well, that works. Yeah. If you go to the, audibletrial.com/WWI podcast. If you sign up there, you get a free book. What I did is the last time I took an 8-hour drive up to Jersey, this is a couple weeks ago, I actually got my Audible trial and I downloaded Graham Hancock, Magician of the Gods. 8 hours up, 8 hours back, the book's done.
Right.
Go ahead.
Well, no, I did that when I went to Disney World.
Yeah, it's great.
We did an audiobook the whole way. It was like 12 hours. So...
Yeah, it goes a lot better. And I mean, there's 180,000 books. If you go on there and you just start a 30-day trial, you can pick out any one of those books. You get it for free. And then look at, there's 15 hours of pure entertainment for absolutely free. So check it out. Yeah. Shake like this. What I'm going to do is actually going to hire an in-house DJ. He's going to sit in the corner. I'll be like, all right, take it away, DJ. No?
No.
No? Okay. Yeah. Well, maybe. Maybe. All right, we're going to do our intro and then we'll get into it.
You're listening to the Wait, What If? Podcast.
We're about to blow stuff up.
Say we were to walk out in the middle of the woods and find a 50-year-old moonshine bottle.
I think you could drink it.
I think I would drink it.
You know, his mom was probably really controlling and he wet the bed as a kid.
Reminds me of a strip club, actually.
Does it really?
Yeah, this is the champagne.
Ladies and gentlemen, make sure you put the money in.
I'm just going to eat this bacon and drink this whiskey.
Be prepared to expand your mind and question your reality. As always, your host, Kevin Sullivan.
All right. Welcome to the Wait, What If? Podcast. We're now official. Before it was sellout. Yeah. It was all, your microphone's all messed up, dude. I'm going to fix this here.
Thank you.
How's yours doing? Yours is doing good?
I think it's good.
If it doesn't fall down, you're doing a good job.
So. All right, great. So if you weren't there for the first 30 seconds, I'm talking about it like it was, I'm talking about a freaking Super Bowl last week. If you weren't here for the first 30 seconds, you missed a great time. But at this point, we're officially starting the Wait, What If? Podcast. We have Dr. Savannah. Do you go, here's a question. All your handles are Savvy Steel. Do you go by Savvy or is it Savannah? No, it's just like...
Everybody calls me Savannah. Although I used to have people call me Savvy.
I Googled it to see if I could find something about your podcast or anything like that.
Oh, yeah.
And there's a porn star
by
the name
of
Savannah Steele.
There might be a few of them. I know there was a 56-year-old call girl at one point.
Oh, really?
Jeez. Yeah.
That's funny. Yeah, so I Googled your name, and don't do that, not while you're at work anyways. You got to do something. Like, if you have your podcast, you got to have a hashtag for what's the name of your podcast going to be?
I'm going to call it the Biohacking with Savannah podcast.
All right. So,
which might sound kind of dirty. I hope maybe I should change that because Savannah just doesn't.
No, that's fine.
Yeah.
It's the biohacking with Savannah.
I mean, you're starting out with the biohacking, so.
Yeah.
That's not dirty.
Yeah. Now, how can you minimize that into like a the WWI podcast, which if you Google, it's all these World War One podcast stuff, but I'm slowly taking over World War One with my podcast, but I'm sorry.
Yeah. The listeners are slowly dying off.
Yeah, that's right. They're all dead. There's no World War One people left. One just died like a few years ago, 116 or something.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah.
That's going to be really young in the future.
That is, and we're going to get into that. This is one of my favorite podcasts, and I think it's some of the listeners' favorite podcasts, because every time we go, either they like you, Savannah, or...
Who doesn't?
They like the... What's that?
I said, who doesn't?
Yeah.
Come on.
Or they like the topics. I like the topics, because I think it's all cool stuff. It's totally nerdy and everything, but that's what we're here for. Moses, anything new?
No.
So we just did this whole long talk first, and that's what you're going to contribute just now?
You're welcome.
All right. How about the Chinese? You fight the Chinese. You have an exciting job. You fight the Chinese on a virtual warfare battleground.
Oh, yeah. Security.
Mm-hmm. I pitch you put on your goggles when you get there and work.
Oh, yeah.
My Google Cardboard.
Wearing camo when we're at our computer desk there, you know.
Just you go out in the virtual reality and have little virtual sword fights, little virtual armies.
That would be awesome, actually.
What's new in the world of, well, can you even talk about it, or is all
not
this
really.
Like, it's all like top secret?
Well, I really can't get into too much detail.
Yeah, I guess
he knows too much.
Yeah, wow. Well, it's not that. Like, no, there's actually security reasons why I couldn't talk about it.
Then why do you send all your emails on your homebrew? I was trying to make a topical reference
to
Hillary Clinton, and I just totally flopped.
Yeah. No, I keep my own email server right next to me.
Yeah.
I just forward everything over, and then just send it to my personal email.
Wait, are you serious?
Yeah.
No, you're not serious.
No, I'm not. Yeah.
Wait, are you? What? I don't know.
I don't either. It's really crazy. I know, right?
I honestly, when you talk about like, okay, you don't.
No.
When you do like, jokes, I guess, with technology. I'm savvy enough to
look. I won't go into your doctor's office and start operating on people. Mm-hmm. And you don't come to my
today. I had a woman come in.
He just basically said, "Get out of my business, buddy."
That's right. Yeah, right. Well, I have him on here because he's the tech guy. Your job is computers, and we're talking today about the I don't know, all cool things about future and technology, and I thought maybe you could put your two cents in, but apparently you're only worth about half that.
I mean, you just like, what have you been doing lately? Well, I've been going to work and coming home and...
Exciting life.
Yeah.
Exciting
working
life.
For the IRS by any chance? They
no,
got hacked.
Yeah. Oh, did they really?
Did they really?
Yeah. Did you guys hear about that?
No.
Oh, wait.
100,000 people?
Like 5 years ago or something? Or
no,
recently?
Today. I saw it on my finance
app. The employees,
app.
Or are you talking about the database?
They made it sound like taxpayers got hacked, but it was like 100,000 people.
Which isn't that much when you think about it. Well, actually, when you talk about people actually paying taxes, it's like majority.
It's pretty much 100%.
Well, I heard some where they're actually claiming the taxes. They're doing the tax returns. For the people can do
that's,
it.
I think that's it.
Yeah.
And they said that nobody is going to really be harmed by this, so nobody freak out. But
yeah, they said that about the...
that's true.
I had a top secret clearance and mine was hacked. The what do you call it? Remember the DOD was hacked last year, 2 years
ago?
Right. Yeah. Adam down the road got hacked. But I got a letter like, I don't know, just like a month ago. And I was like, oh, by the way. Everything about your life from the day you were born to the day you got your security clearance has been hacked. I'm like, oh, great. Mm-hmm. We'll give you 1 year of free protection with
that's
it.
That's great.
Like,
yeah.
That's what I got. And I was like, it's interesting though, because, and I think we talked about this last time, we're like, we're always talking about the future, right? Where are we going to go with this? And we're starting to be like, it's now. Things are happening now. And probably one of the biggest crimes that are going on right now is all virtual. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
So you can just hack and steal stuff, and it's just...
Well, you know, a lot of the things, like with my company is... Sorry.
There we go.
Is that better?
Yeah, that is.
Okay. So, yeah, with my company, like, what'll happen is these hackers and such will get, like, lists of password ID and passwords, because everybody uses their
same one
over and over again, so they get these giant lists. And they hit all the financial institutions. They hit them all, and then try and find the combination that works. Mm-hmm. So now, you know, there's things that they use, like things like browser fingerprinting, where they're making sure that you're coming from the same computer. So when you get those questions, like you go to a new computer and you're getting those questions, like, "Hey, where were you born?" Blah blah blah. That's something saying, "Okay, you're not coming from the same place you usually come from, so you need to answer this next." Question.
I always
your ID and password.
I always take my password and I'll mix it up. So like my typical password is Kevin 12345, and then my new one is Kevin 54321.
Yeah, I've already got all this information.
And then no, that's not really my password. It's out of my banks. So let's talk about the future.
Okay.
What's the first thing we're going to talk about?
We're there.
That's right. We are already here. Every day, seriously, every time you turn on the news, you're like, you got to be kidding me. One of the stories I'm going to bring up is like by 2030, and I was like, my mind automatically goes 2030. Oh, that's so freaking far from now. We're closer to 2030 than we are to the new millennium.
Yeah.
We're basically in the Jetsons. Yeah. We're just floating around.
What year was the Jetsons portrayed as, I wonder?
Those old cartoons, it was always like, by 1995. No. It's probably somewhere around
there.
Well,
we hit the landmark where we hit the Back to the Future.
Yeah, right? That was pretty funny, I thought.
Yeah.
Great show.
Everybody had faxes.
Everyone had what?
And faxes in every room.
Yeah, yeah. Some of the stuff they got dead on. Mm-hmm. They had the big flat screen TV, and he was turning the channels just by talking to it, and there was a lot of things.
Yeah.
And the pizza that went in this big and it came out hot. And
yeah, I get that.
Yeah. Yeah. So, Savannah, do you want to start? I have a big mosquito there. Are we going to start topical?
I tried not to print any pictures because it's a giant waste, but there's
that's all I learned by is pictures. All over
I know.
I can't words. I look at a book and I flip through.
Yeah. Numbers.
Yeah. So, okay, we can talk about the mosquitoes first. I don't know if everybody has heard about this thing called the Zika virus.
Yeah.
I heard about it.
To do.
And in medicine, I should be more concerned, but this whole Ebola bullshit.
Isn't it like more concerning for women who are pregnant?
Yeah.
Yes.
And then the babies that are born.
That's my understanding. I don't really know what it does to just anybody. Maybe
I think adults. The symptoms from what I've heard are kind of like mild, but it's what it's doing to
babies
is the problem.
Yeah. So, yeah. And from what I've heard, children who are born to moms who have the Zika virus kind of have, I believe what's called microcephaly.
Yeah.
Microcephaly.
Have you seen...
Devastating to some extent.
Have you seen... There's like a hair on my mic and it keeps tickling my face. I usually don't feel it because I used to have a beard. Now my beard's gone and it went with all my strength and cut my beard. I cut it off. I was trimming it and it got too short and then I tried to mess with it and it was bad. I don't want to talk about it. I'm still mourning.
Okay.
But no, what we were just talking about, I do this.
The virus.
I go on children with microcephaly.
Yeah. So have you seen American Horror Story?
Yes.
Yeah.
The one with the Freak Show? Yeah. Pinheads. That's the non-PC term for microcephaly.
Really? Mm-hmm. Okay.
Which ones?
The people with the little heads.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's basically it.
It's kind of devastating, although the pinheads on that show don't seem that miserable. So maybe the children themselves aren't as unhappy as their parents. But at any rate, I think most people don't want to get it. And so how do we solve this problem? Because this is fairly rapidly spreading.
Yeah. You just make a lot of circuses and have job openings.
Yes. That's one thing.
Wasn't PC.
No.
Not at all.
That was bad.
No.
I'm going to have to edit that one out.
Nope.
Actually,
leaving it all
out. Viewer.
I'm looking at our live feed right now. We are actually live. We switched last week from Periscope and now we're on YouTube. YouTube Live. I just messed up my own mic. Okay. Sorry. Continue.
Anyway, so there's a company. This is just one example. There's a company called Oxitec. Mm-hmm. I think they're based in the UK, if I'm not mistaken.
Okay.
And what they want to do is release a bunch of mosquitoes of this, genus. I think genus is the right term. I'm not sure.
I'll go with you on that one.
I'm probably wrong. But it's Aedes aegypti, Aedes aegypti, mosquito.
Yeah, I've
and they want to release a bunch of those. I know, right? You know, the Aedes aegypti.
Yeah, I know. Right? Those bastards.
And they want to release a bunch of them that, I guess, males that will, whenever they, I guess, fertilize females, they'll lead to babies that just can't survive. So all the babies will die. So they think it'll cause them. And they've already actually done this.
Yeah, they said like 90% success rate there.
So they modified the genes or are these just sucky mosquitoes that are reproducing?
Yeah, I think what is like a different genus that is not like when they mate with that kind of mosquito. Is that right?
No, I think they're using that type of genus or species. They're using that type, but they have modified it. I don't know how, what technique they've used.
They put little tiny condoms on them.
And we're going to snip here.
Yeah. Dude, vasectomies. Yeah. Stupid little mosquito in stirrups. There's some asshole there with a little... Well, So that's, I mean, it's interesting. It's always one of those, it's a good move. And then like, I just read on Reddit, and it was like one of those today I learned they took, it was something and they let it loose in, this is like 100 years ago, let it loose in Australia. Now yeah, they have too many.
The cane toad.
Is that what it is? Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, have you seen the mice? I mean, over in Australia, I mean, yeah, they're
the rodents of unusual size.
Yeah, yeah. What do they call those? ROSs or something?
Yeah, like that.
I don't know what you guys are talking about. I'm so confused.
Okay, Princess Bride.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
yeah. I don't.
I know, right?
I'm getting looked at. I'm sorry.
No.
I'm heterosexual. Like, I'm just kidding. Go ahead. Again, look it. I'm.
I know, right?
There's nothing wrong with the.
We just lost another viewer.
Well, I watched it, I guess. I remember seeing it. It was,
yeah, I know. Like, you know, I was, football wasn't on, so yeah, there was nothing else there.
Just punching people, and then I had to take a rest and watched Princess Bride.
Yeah, yeah.
So go on. What were you guys getting
at? I don't know. I was talking about, like the mice without the natural predator have just gone rampant over in Australia. I mean, you know, I saw these videos where they were opening up like the grain beads and it just like waves of mice just coming out.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, and that's the thing. It's like with bringing over all these, these invasive species, they don't have a natural predator. So they just take over.
We have a friend of the show, his name's Damo. I can't remember his last name. He's with the Boondock Brains podcast, which has been on and off. You guys got to get that show back on, but I will have them drop us an email, guys, at Yahoo. I swear to God, whenever I'm not this dumb when it comes to technology, but I turn into my dad with these things, especially when I'm on the air, because I have to think quickly. All right. It's Wait What If Podcast.
I'm going to get you a phone with
at
like
yahoo.com. Yeah. The jitterbug.
Yeah. You know, just like one.
Wait What If Podcast at yahoo.com.
Call your house.
Drop us a line, Damo. Let us know about these mice.
Call your work.
It's like the little kid ones that you can only do three things with it. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, I did hear somebody talking about the mosquitoes and using this technique to
back to the mosquitoes. Yes, go ahead.
And supposedly mosquitoes aren't really, you kind of get rid of them. This is the thought. I don't know if some sort of brilliant scientists out there might completely disagree with me on this, mm-hmm. but I think mosquitoes are one of these species that you can just kind of get rid of, and they don't have, there's not something that they predate that will, you know, blow up in number, and there's not something that eats them that will starve.
Right.
Supposedly. Unlike the cane toad, which they've just kind of blown up all over the place, and you can't get rid of them,
right?
Or whatever the mouse. I didn't know about the mouse, but I remember the cane toads.
Yeah.
So basically, you're saying we can get rid of all the mosquitoes.
That'd be awesome.
You don't need those
that
jerks
would be
anymore.
Awesome.
Theoretically, they're
jerks.
I mean, what do they do? I mean, look, they've only been spreading diseases and stuff.
Yeah, they
like
are.
That.
They've killed more people. I think you ever see that thing that comes out every summer? It's like, the deadliest animal in the world is a mosquito.
No
yeah.
way.
Yeah,
really?
It's one of them. Yeah.
Well, in Africa, what is it that they spread?
Disease.
Yes, disease.
Malaria.
Is it? Yeah, mm-hmm. I think so. Malaria.
Yeah.
I'm a doctor.
I am a physician assistant.
I'm
if
sorry.
Wanna, if you want to upgrade me to doctor,
in?
Can I? Oh yeah. Watch out. We do have a new neighbor, and he's a doctor, and he might be a listener. Doubt it. I find anyone that has any education above like fourth grade don't really typically listen to my show. Kevin, why don't you just insult all the friggin' listeners right now? No, but yeah, that'd be good because I hate mosquitoes. They're idiots. There's nothing good that comes with them, right? They're not going around pollinating anything, right? They just suck your blood and cause little itchy spots. They don't affect me. I get bit and I don't get little itchy. I'm not allergic to them. I'm like one of the few people in the world that doesn't get affected by them.
I think there's something you can eat to cause that. I'm just making this up, but mm-hmm. I would get bitten or stung or whatever you sucked.
I guess it's what, yeah.
A mosquito.
And punctured.
Yeah.
Yes, punctured is probably a better word. And I would get giant welts and I would have them for days.
Right.
And something has changed. I don't know what it is, but now I'll have welts all over, and the next day it'll just be completely gone. And I feel like it's my diet. I've just changed my diet, maybe. Okay, I'm making that up.
You quit
completely
showering, basically.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, mosquitoes don't bother me, and nobody else.
Yeah, it's the saliva or something that we're allergic to, I think.
Yeah, it's something like that.
Yeah.
That's ants, I think, the formic acid that causes.
Well, no, something about like when they numb you and then they suck your blood, but it's like what I think whatever they use to numb you while they're drinking your blood.
Yeah.
That is what we're allergic to that gets the red wilt.
Same thing with
I could be making that up.
Leeches do that too. You don't feel them. Well, they anesthetize you. I have trouble saying that word. Anesthetize you.
Anesthetize.
Yeah. So yeah, that's cool. We can start modifying things.
Well, so that's the thought. Mm-hmm. But the only thing I have to say is that we don't know what we don't know. And I know, I mean, to say anything negative about GMOs is really considered unscientific. Mm-hmm. And I understand that, you know, yes, there is no evidence maybe to show that I haven't actually reviewed the evidence myself, but I've heard brilliant people say that there's no evidence to show that things like GMOs can actually harm people.
Yeah, so
and
far they're safe.
True.
Yeah.
That may be true, but I think something to think about is that we don't really know the realm of what we don't know.
There's
but,
a great... Okay, go ahead. Sorry.
No, I was just going to say, my theory is that that this may actually cause problems. Like, we may actually find that some sort of rodent or animal or pestilence blows up because we've gotten rid of the mosquitoes.
Yeah.
But I'm of the belief that we might as well just move forward with these ideas. I mean, obviously, we know the Zika virus will blow up and, you know, cause major issues.
Right.
And the reason I feel a little bit of hope and confidence in the strategy of just moving forward is because I kind of think that we'll just be able to use the next great technology that we come up with, because we really are, like you said, we are accelerating in our abilities to come up with solutions to problems. And I think that's going to continue to happen, such that if this does cause a problem, I think we'll be able to solve it. We'll be able to figure out what it is and we'll be able to solve it. That's very arrogant of me.
I agree. I mean, the fact that they came up and said, okay, well, we've got this problem. How do we deal with it? Okay, well, we've got this one kind of mosquito that we can send out. And, you know, and obviously they've tested it to a certain extent. I mean, then they're like, hey, we can roll with this. But
I'm under the notion that even if we did screw things up, and even if we are screwing things up, people are always like, it's not natural. But aren't we natural? Didn't we come from this earth? Everything that we're made out of and it is from this earth.
How do you define natural?
Yeah. So yeah, I mean, like this, technically this iPad is natural and an organism was raised organically and put it together using, sure. I mean, they didn't bring stuff from outer space. All this stuff in this is made from right here on earth. So technically
everything's
all natural.
Yeah,
the way things work.
Well, no, I mean, you know, I can understand. I mean, genetically modifying some plants so that it's more resistant to bugs is good. The only thing that I think could be a problem is you're changing the chemical makeup of it so that, you know, it might interact with a person differently than the regular piece of corn. So that's where you kind of have to say,
oh yeah,
you know, that I could see legitimate, but I mean, I can see that it makes more sense. I mean, we've got huge population. We've got to feed them. You know, we can't, you know, we have to go down this road one way or the other.
Yeah, I agree.
Side note of science, people who have sickle cell anemia or sickle cell trait are naturally immune to malaria.
Oh, yeah, that's why. Mm-hmm. I think that's...
Yeah, because they stay alive. Yeah. They didn't die off in mm-hmm. Africa because they could...
Okay.
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
That is, yeah. That's your little gee whiz moment for the day. Let's keep on with the... What's that?
All right, go ahead.
I was going to say, let's keep on with Australia. There was another article that I found that I thought was pretty cool. So we're starting to hear a lot about exoskeletons. And it's, I remember like 10 years ago, they were talking about it and that the army was going to use them and they're going to be running on the battlefield and you still don't see it yet, but you're starting to see these little suits for people who are, you know, paraplegic, quadriplegic. They're getting up and walking around. Mm-hmm. I imagine they got to be tricky because you got to figure out how to manipulate them. I mean, what do? Have a remote control? Does it hook into the neural impulses of your legs? So there's another Australia, you're getting all the props tonight. There's another company in Australia that is coming up with a brain implant, size of a paperclip. They put it in your head and it's, let me read what it says here. It helps help paralyzed patients walk. What does it say here? It subconsciously controls exoskeletons. So from what I gather is they map your brain and find out, like, when I want to move my leg subconsciously, I move mm-hmm. my leg, I get up and I walk. They'll map that area of your brain that's triggered by that. And then this little device is put into your brain, and then when you start thinking about that, it automatically starts moving the exoskeleton, so you don't have, so it's literally hooked up to your brain.
That's awesome.
Right.
That's pretty cool. It starts next year, I think.
Yeah, I've heard of that. I saw something with you know, like a hand, they were doing that where it was hooked up, and like he was using his mind to actually manipulate things.
Yeah, and they have feeling on them too.
Do they really?
Yeah. What they do is they run your nerves, so they can map your nerves to, say, your fingertips, your index finger. Well, if you lose your arm, it's still up here. It's still, you know, the nerve is there. They just have to find it.
Yeah.
And when they find it, they hook up little, say, like a chip there that can sense heat, sense pain, sense cold. And they wire that through, you know, the fingertip there. So the bionic fingertip or whatever it is, that fake one,
can still feel,
can touch something hot, cool. And it triggers heat on the end of that little thing up here by your shoulder. And then you feel heat and you can feel pressure and all that.
Would you need to feel pain?
Probably not. Yeah, because pain is a evolutionary protectionary thing.
Right.
Protectionary.
So you'd be like a superhero.
That is a word. Protectionary.
Well, that's the thing. I mean, you could do whatever and not have to worry about it. I mean, well.
Be super strong, too, I bet. They could make them pretty
reach
strong.
Reach into boiling water and grab stuff and crush it.
Who hasn't wanted to do that?
Yeah. Let me get that. Just a rock.
Yeah. I don't need a spatula.
I had a friend who lost one leg in Iraq, and he
got serious really quickly.
No, this is cool. His left
leg, it was cool.
Yeah, on. His left leg was, well, yeah, obviously it was a tragic thing, but his left leg was all messed up. So his right leg had a prosthetic on there, and it worked fine. Obviously, it's a prosthetic, and that became his good leg. His bad leg was the one that was still banged up. So he had elective surgery to remove his other leg, and he gave himself like 4 inches. So I ran into him, and I'm like, dude, he looked like a linebacker. And he's like, yeah, I got two legs now, and he just jacked it up. So he went from like 5'10 to 6'3".
Yeah.
Yeah, isn't that pretty cool?
Working out. Well, no. Yeah. Just upgraded.
Hey, you know, life throws you lemons. F*** the lemons and bail. Remember that? That was on.
Was that no? That wasn't on the Princess Bride side.
Forgetting
not
Sarah Marshall.
I know. That's
forgetting Sarah Marshall.
Okay, I like that movie.
Did you ever see that movie?
No.
It's hysterical. Have you seen?
I saw parts of it.
Paul Rudd.
I couldn't do it.
What, really?
Yeah.
No. Well.
Well, I guess
Princess Bride. Yeah, you're officially off the air.
Look, there's certain ones that are classics, man.
Yeah. Okay. Anyways, so yeah, that was pretty cool.
So speaking of like having robot arms that can touch and feel things.
Yeah.
Right.
They've actually also been able to figure out how to get robots to be able to pick up like eggs and things that are kind of delicate.
Mm-hmm.
So the first thing I'm thinking of is I hope that somebody right now is figuring out a robot that can give massages, because I think it would be awesome to get a weekly. I don't know.
No, I know what you're saying.
To me, it's very important because I think it's good for health
in your house.
Yeah. So I could just have, rather than having to go pay $80 to have somebody massage my back and then all the awkwardness of, you know, having this complete stranger, I just have my house robot do it for me.
Totally.
There you go.
Total. Well, yeah, I think you're onto something. You know, we're going to have robot butlers and stuff at some point. Yeah.
Have you seen that show Humans?
No.
No.
Oh yeah. No. Okay. Well, never mind. No, it's about basically, you know,
an interesting story.
Yeah. No, it's about like androids, stuff like that. Anyway,
if you haven't seen it, sounds really
it doesn't
cool.
matter. So anyway. No, but
nerd alert.
Just be over here if you need me.
All right. Did you bring any articles to the table? You got anything?
Oh, you just gave me the stuff that we were going to be talking about.
Yeah.
Today, so
give us something. What do you got?
I was just going over the articles that you told me to read up on.
Did you see how
we talked about?
Did you see how there's so you didn't do your homework? It's okay. It's cool.
I did.
You see how there was a robot fight outside of one of the Marco Rubio election places?
No, you know they've got like they're trying to make like an actual robot fight. Like I think United States and Japan are.
Yeah, it's called Rock'em Sock'em Robots. I had them when I was a kid.
No, I'm serious. They're actually building.
Really?
Yeah, like big robots to fight
with
like
arms and stuff. And
yeah, I don't know if they're gonna have arms, but I mean, like, you know, not like those little toy ones where they have, you know,
I don't think I would be interested in that. And I'll tell you why. So boxing, I love boxing. I love fighting. Can't do it anymore because my neck is like a pretzel rod. It's so broken. But if
you replace it with robotic parts
eventually, that'd be nice. But there's something about like So fighting is one thing, but when you train to get yourself to the level of being able to go 3 minute rounds for boxing, 3 minute, 12 3 minute rounds, or even MMA, where you're doing 3 3-minute rounds or 3 5-minute rounds, I mean, it just adds a whole new level. So you got to get to that level of being physically fit. Then you also have to have a good fighting game. You have to be skilled in fighting, and you have to be tough. And if you just design a robot to do that, I wouldn't watch that. It's kind of dumb.
No, it's just, I agree.
Have you seen Creed?
No.
Have you heard of Creed?
The song, the music?
No.
Yes.
Band? No. The musical band?
That's all I remember, Creed. They whined a lot.
Oh, God.
No, the movie with Sylvester Stallone.
And it's like
Michael Jordan.
His son or something like that.
No, it's Apollo Creed's son. No,
that's right.
But it was great. It was a good boxing movie. I just brought it up. It's just the way my mind works. We were talking about it's topical. It was a new movie out there. Nothing. Okay. So man was killed by a meteor in New Delhi, I think it was.
I heard something like it wasn't a meteor.
Well, they don't know yet.
Okay.
He was, get this.
Was there a plane going over?
Well, they,
that's not an asteroid.
Well, here's the thing.
Somebody just threw a rock out the
You know that they dropped the blue stuff.
We used to shoot stuff out of our airplane. We had this thing on the top of our airplane called a sextant port, and it was basically a hole, and you opened it up and you put a sextant in there so you could shoot celestial navigation. We never used it. Celestial navigation. Yeah, old school. In an airplane, it was Air Force airplane, we had celestial navigation, things you could shoot, find out where you are by looking at the sun or the moon or different points. Yeah. So we had this hole up there, and we would like fly over little villages or whatever and just shoot like Snickers bars out. Or
you serious?
Yeah. We thought we were being cool, and we probably ended up whacking people on the
that's
head.
That's what I'm saying. Somebody was impaled by a Snickers bar.
200 miles. The Americans are shooting Snickers bars at us.
They think it's a joke.
We did
go into a drugstore and just start crying.
we did you know those little plastic army men with the you throw them up and they
get the little parachute. From Toy Story.
Yeah. So we would, the ones you throw up and they would actually come down on a little parachute.
Yeah.
So we'd take those and launch them out.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, at least I had a parachute coming down. So like that little
sword slow it down
that
a little bit.
Down, it wouldn't impale them.
Yeah. No.
This is how my tax dollars are being paid.
Yeah. We used to do that. We used to, if we got in formation, we would take our food and like eggs and shoot them out and hope to try to hit the airplane behind us. Nice. Yeah, we did a lot of cool stuff like that.
Block his vision.
Yeah.
You can't see. Went right through the shield.
Idiot.
Held in his forehead.
So, no, this meteorite, they're examining it right now, but some dude was just hanging out in it was an engineering college, and everything just exploded randomly. And then they found, and this guy who was standing by got killed by shrapnel. And then it made a 5-foot wide and deep crater.
Oh, wow.
And they pulled out a little piece of blue metal, and they're trying to figure out what it was. When I was looking up articles to talk about today, I was completely blown away by that. The so odds. Speak. Like, what? You can't do anything about that.
I know.
You
I
can,
know.
Like, oh, I jog so I don't get a heart attack, or I eat right. Yep. If you're killed by a freaking meteor, what?
You can't do anything about that until we can download our consciousness to the cloud. And then you can do something about it, because, okay, that body died, but I can just upload my consciousness to another
body. If he was a robot or something like that. But I think this guy was just
yeah, but you can't
just
plan
saying
ahead.
That right like, now,
you
know, we still can't do anything about that.
You know, we've got like, on the weather alert, you know, we've got meteors coming by. I want to go indoors and make sure you've got some steel above your head. It's like,
There was a politician of New Delhi that offered the family money. And it said in the article, the family was constipated. The family was
they're very upset.
What's that word I'm looking for? Help me out here. Compensated.
Not helping you.
I went to grad school.
Did you?
I went to grad school.
Very nice.
I prescribe medicines to people.
I know. Hopefully they're not watching.
I actually approach people at my office with sharp blades and medicines and needles. And I can't say compensated, but anyways, they compensated this family because, and the quote was, because he was hit by a meteorite. So apparently in New Delhi, if you get hit by a meteorite,
your
they
family
give you money.
You get paid.
They have actually an insurance for that.
So there's always that, yeah. Meteor insurance.
Yeah.
So there's always that, I guess. So designer babies. Oh yeah, what else you got?
I like designer babies. We could talk about that.
Let's do that. I want to hear about designer babies. That's I think that's going to start being a huge issue.
Well,
I think
Sadly, if you actually read the article, unfortunately.
Yeah, I got to the end of it.
It's really kind of not about that. So there's a group, I think the UK has allowed whatever group it was that wanted this this privilege to be able to modify, I believe, embryos.
But right.
Then they can't do anything with those modifications. They can't implant them and actually cause them to lead to actual babies or anything like that. So there's no designer babies yet.
They're taking them from single cell to 250 cells, and then they have to stop it or something.
Yeah. Boring.
Yeah. Right. Yeah.
Let's make this monster.
Well, there's huge ethical implications there, and I'm surprised they're actually letting them do it.
Really?
Yeah, because, I mean...
yes and no.
Well, I would think the religious people would be up in arms, saying no way.
Well, yeah, but I mean, also, when you talk about people who have genetic tendencies to diseases and stuff like that, I mean, if we have the ability to... there's the potential to, you know, go off the deep end and make a perfect person or whatever, but...
Well, wait, what's off the deep end about that? I mean,
well, at the same time,
I would be jealous of that person, don't get me wrong. Well, I would wish that I was that person, but at the same time... I don't really.
You know what? I mean, that's the thing too. It's like, is it really bad for us to
Kevin got so mad he left.
Design our own evolution, basically.
What's that?
And we're designing our own evolution. I mean, that's the thing. It's like, you know, making ourselves stronger, faster, blah, 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 and being able to survive harsh conditions, you know, go on to different planets and stuff like that. Like I was saying with Kevin about like going into Mars or something like that, you'd have to possibly, well, I guess you could probably adapt, but.
So, I mean, that part I don't care. Like, if that's all it was, if you could just design a kid to be smarter, good looking, faster, everything.
They already designed me. Am I right, people?
No.
Sorry. Go ahead.
Go on. Sorry.
But if you could do that, I would have no problem with it. I mean, I'm not going to say that that's all that there is to the story, because I don't think we even know what, if we were to make a tweak to the genes that we know lead to high IQ, I don't think we really know what other kinds of off-target effects might happen. I don't think we know about that yet. Maybe, right. I don't know, maybe some geneticist knows a ton, but my suspicion is that we don't really know what would happen. So that's the only problem that I have. And I kind of don't even really have that problem.
Yeah, he's like, you know, he's smart. He can run real fast, but he's got a tail.
Which would be awesome.
Yeah, actually.
I know, right? My balance is fantastic.
Is that a tail in your pocket?
I used to wish that I had a tail when I was a kid.
Really?
I really wanted it. You know when you want weird things for yourself when you're a kid?
No.
No.
Yeah.
I really wanted a horse's tail. Like, I would put like a towel.
Ooh, hey.
I know. Sorry.
It's all good. No. Go ahead.
You wanted a horse's tail.
Yeah, I don't know. Nobody else wanted anything weird. Like, didn't you want wings? Like, I know I have nieces who want to have like butterfly wings and stuff. I know both of you wanted a pair of fairy
wings.
Absolutely.
I did want to.
I wanted to make, I had a radio flyer, and my neighbor and I spent time putting cardboard wings on it. Like, literally, we were like, we got to shore it up with this. I thought in my head that it was going to fly. I was like, yeah, this will fly. I was like thinking about where we're going to fly it around to. And I didn't think about landing because, of course, that would be difficult. But yeah, I was all set.
Yeah, we tried to build
it. So that's what I wanted to do. I didn't care about it.
And you did it.
Yeah, well, yeah, but it didn't actually fly.
No.
Eventually.
Didn't actually.
Sorry.
Very big disappointment when we realized. Great. Just the wings kind of fell back.
Well, it was a lesson we learned that, you know, life sucks.
Well, you could download your consciousness to the cloud.
Or get a Google Cardboard. I did a flying game. Yeah. It was pretty cool. Really makes your head spin.
That's awesome. What can you... Can I put like a S5 in that?
Yeah, S5.
I couldn't fit mine into... I got one of these things.
Where did you get that,
by the way? I got that on... So Google Cardboard is like a... what do you call that? Open source. So... The plans are available, and companies just follow the plans, and you can buy different ones. And that one was like $5. I don't remember the name of the company.
Okay.
But yeah, it's just a little cardboard. And I was looking, I was like, I want to get one. And I looked, and there's plastic ones out there, ones that mold to your face, and they're like $50, $80. This thing costs like $5, and your case is too big.
Oh, yeah, the case.
Oh, I feel like an idiot.
That could be it. That's an S5, right?
It's an S5, yeah. Do you have an S5?
Yeah, somewhere. I've lost it 3 times already tonight. Oh, back here.
I don't want to take this case off.
Is that the same one?
Yeah, same thing.
Here, you want to do it on air? Let me get a VR thing for you. This is probably really not interesting
for
individuals who are. So what Savannah's going to. Let's just go into that.
And I almost fell backwards. It was like a roller coaster. It was a roller coaster.
It was a roller coaster of emotions.
And it goes up this way. And I went up with my head and I almost fell backward. There was a guy, like whenever I took it off, he was standing right.
Just like.
Yeah, was waiting for me to fall down.
All right, so I'm firing up. This one is called Zombie Shooter or something like that.
Nice.
And you're going to go down. Viewer detected.
I'm so glad that nobody can see what I'm going to be looking at, because if this is a game, I'm
if you're
be
on YouTube,
see your reactions.
If you go to the YouTube channel for Wait What If, I don't have an actual URL yet because you have to get verified and all this. But basically, if you Google or if you go on YouTube and just put in the, it's not working. All right. If you put in Wait What If podcast, it'll come up. You'll see
the
all
cardboard works.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the cardboard works.
Yeah, right. Yeah, it's not working. It's just showing me why. I don't know why it's not firing up.
All right.
Lame.
Well, yeah, while so we're waiting
on,
for
yeah,
that,
I know this could be a while.
I want to talk about cryopreservation.
Yes, okay. I do too. I saved some stuff, but go ahead. Yeah.
So I think you actually sent an article a while back about a new company that, and it sounded like what the technology that they were going to be providing is a body.
Oh, really?
Do you remember? Yeah.
Yeah, I remember sending it to you, but then I couldn't find the link. I thought I texted it to
they
you.
They had very little information available on that. I went and I did some research, which basically took me 5 minutes because there was really nothing available. And I can't even remember the name of the company. I wish I could. But yeah, essentially what they wanted to provide was a body. And they said they were going to use artificial intelligence to have, I guess, the body react to your brain that they were going to put into it or whatever.
But that, you know what? I never thought of that. All these people with frozen heads, someone was like, you know what? They're going to need bodies. Let's jump on that one.
Oh, okay. But yeah, but isn't there's a problem with freezing where, isn't there some kind of still that you get degradation in it?
Yeah. Yes.
Sure.
There has been. Thank you. That's a good question. And that leads me to the current article.
Okay, go.
Which apparently, so what they've been doing, a lot of different companies, a lot of different researchers have been looking into figuring out how to freeze, and what they call it is vitrify organs and brains and whatever they can in hopes that they will be able to, whenever they thaw it, it'll still be functioning and be preserved, essentially. And that's kind of been the holy grail. Nobody's been able to do it.
Yeah, because it destroys, I mean, just by freezing it, the whole act. Mm-hmm. Plus, they don't just put in water and freeze it. They use different chemicals, and they're trying to find a way to... The brain works. You need all those neurons to be linked up just right. So you don't want a near perfect. You don't want, hey, we were reasonably able to thought. No, you want it to be thought perfectly. Yeah.
Yes, exactly. So, well, they kind of have. They think they have. So this outfit was able to freeze or vitrify, I should say, a bunny brain.
Yep. It was on Vice, I think. Vice had the article.
Oh, really? Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah. And I guess they have these groups that come by and take a look at how... they take a look at whether or not it's valid, if whether or not this actually happened, according to, and they're kind of, these other groups are kind of verifying that you freeze this brain appropriately, or at least that's my understanding.
Please. Yeah, they actually had little pictures of it too. They pump the chemical in through their not jugular vein, the carotid arteries.
Really?
Yeah, and they have it go through the, so apparently whatever this chemical is, you know, it doesn't expand. It's able to be frozen at a near glass state. So you take a brain, and it's like a cold piece of glass. Mm-hmm. And then they were able to thaw it with, and again, they used in the article, they said with near perfection. I'm like,
what does that mean?
Yeah.
Well, you lose your R's. Yeah.
They called it aldehyde stabilized cryopreservation.
Oh yeah, that.
Anyway, yeah, I mean, I think this is kind of cool. I mean, maybe it's only a step along the path, but I feel like we're getting there. We're getting to the point where I'm going to feel much more comfortable about freezing my head.
Are you going
to
freeze it? Probably cost a lot.
Actually, well, no, it's not. So there's a company called, they've been around since the 70s, called Alcor. Mm-hmm. And I have a friend who's not you know, exorbitantly wealthy at all. And I hope she's not listening. And she has a...
I have this friend that just...
She's broke.
Man, no, you should see her dumpy place.
Anyway, no, I actually don't know. She's... I don't think she's poor, but yeah, she... I mean, she's not hugely wealthy, and she has a subscription or a lifetime, whatever, to Alcor.
You would hope it would be lifetime.
No, yeah, well, it is.
Is it just the head, though?
And she told me, yes, she said just the head. Okay. And I used to think, why would you do the head? You want to do the whole body. But now it kind of makes sense. You would just do your head. Because by the time you get to whatever, whenever they decide to unfreeze you, there probably would be plenty of... There would be some company that would provide you a nice bionic body that ideally looks exactly like Margot Robbie.
You'd probably be better off uploading your consciousness into the cloud.
Did you just give up her name?
No. Margot Robbie is like a famous actress.
Oh, really?
Yeah. You just lost your straight man's card.
What movie was she on? Oh, The Princess Bride?
No. She's famous. She's
Margot Robbie?
There's a good movie that's coming up. I don't know if it's good or not. It hasn't been released, but it's The Suicide Squad.
Oh, yeah.
I want to see that.
Yeah, me
that
too.
Looks awesome. Is she the...
she's the crazy Harlequin.
That's right. Harley Quinn. Yeah. Okay.
Sounds interesting.
It is, actually.
Well, have you seen Revenant?
No. The Revenant?
We talked about it last podcast. It's awesome. Would you say two? You saw it twice?
No, you talked about it twice.
I know. It's the greatest movie. I think it's finally a man movie is made. And I don't mean... I sound really sexist during this episode,
terrible.
But no, you know what I mean? Like, I grew up...
I wish a woman movie would be made.
There's plenty.
Well, there was no baking in it.
There's
plenty. This is what I mean by that. When I was younger, in my younger days...
You really
days,
have a hole to dig yourself out of.
Yeah, right. You know how guys, we like to quote movies and stuff? Like, just random movies. You know how we do that?
Yeah, guys do that.
Well, all right, I take all that back. I've been waiting for a...
Wait, I actually want to hear the point.
I want to hear a really gender-neutral movie to be out. Anyways, no, it was just a good, like, I guess women would like it, but it was, you know, it's a guy movie. It's a guy flick. There's so many chick flicks out there. But, hey, there's some chick flicks I like.
You've Got Mail. I know you love it.
No, he likes, like, 50 Shades of Grey.
You like them all.
Nurse
dude.
Jackie.
He likes that
I've been watching
Tatum
Nurse Jackie.
Guy.
I really like that show. Have you seen it?
No.
It's good. Oh, that was good. Anyway.
See what that feels like.
I had a thought about about that. Tell me this wouldn't be terrifying. So your brain, when they freeze your head, I assume they're taking your brain out and freezing it. Or they just freeze the whole thing. Really? Just chop it off and freeze it?
That's kind of what I thought, but now
that
would
make sense.
The
brain is very fragile. Like, people don't realize that, but your brain has the consistency of Jell-O. So if you put your hand inside of an actual living brain, you would just go...
Really?
Yeah. It's very soft and squishy.
Because I touched a pig brain when I was in high school, and I remember not thinking that about it.
Probably was set. Probably set in like... They have a way to... To set a brain, but no, if you take a fresh, delicious brain. Yeah, a nice mouth warm, wonderful brain.
I get some buzz.
It's very squishy. I was thinking, like,
was there a point to that or
no?
Why? What did I do?
Wanted to talk about jello-y brains.
Yeah. Well, no, because the brain. I'm thinking you would have to take the head off.
Yeah.
Because the brain would just liquefy if you tried to do something with it.
Maybe if they vitrified it first and then they extracted it from the head.
Yeah. Huh?
I guess it's still preserved.
Yeah. Well, I mean, if you keep it in the head, it's in its own little carrying case.
Yeah.
That's what I do with my brains.
Right. I take them everywhere.
They haven't caught me yet.
Most of the time I take them with me. Sometimes size.
So, I was thinking about this, right? Suppose they take the brain and in like 1,000 years they fire them up. Okay.
Yeah.
But they don't do it right, or they don't think you're really living. They're trying to just do experiments on it.
Oh,
and next
gosh.
Thing you know, you have thoughts, but you don't have eyes, you don't have ears, you don't have limbs. You're just all of a sudden conscious. And you're like, and then you know how you have phantom pain? Well, people who lose limbs have phantom pains. What if you just have phantom pains just widespread throughout your body? Like you're on fire or you're, and then here you are as a brain conscious. You can't communicate, you can't talk, but you know you're there and you're in excruciating pain from
you know,
your
we'll hook them
head
all
to
up
toe.
And like have some giant hive mentality thing going on.
You just ruined my whole scary story.
That was like the most positive thing I've heard.
What if that? So that's why I was thinking maybe I don't want my brain to be frozen. Because what if that happens? You never know. They could end up experimenting with you, and you.
What? When are they going to wake you up? Like, I mean, look, I mean, when you said it was very inexpensive for her to freeze her brain. But what is, I mean, to say that it's going to be inexpensive to create a body and put her mind back into the body?
Yeah. That'd probably be expensive.
That's what I'm saying. So, I mean, at what point? Who's going to pay for that? Her kids,
well,
kids, kids,
Well, I mean,
kids,
it
kids?
Might be inexpensive because it might be
Well, yeah, we'll just do a 3D printing.
Like, yeah, well, yeah, dude. You know, 3D printing, and it's going to be some sort of AI that figures out all the... how to configure everything. And
well, who says we're ready? Let's wake them all up.
That's a good point. Because
we don't have it yet.
You're going to outlive everyone.
But I mean, what's the incentive for the company? I mean, is there like something where it says
they want to live themselves? I think they're just people who are dedicated to living forever.
Well, no, I mean, like, okay, you pay somebody like, hey, you know, when they get the technology, freeze my brain and then wake me up.
I got it. This is how it'll happen. One person invents a doomsday machine, and to turn off the doomsday machine, you have to have the code that's in your brain that you've memorized. And so when you die, you're like, you best wake me up in 1,000 years or the earth's going to die.
Well, here's the thing. It's like,
and then you do the next one. When that guy dies, he's like, you better wake me up in 1,000 years. And
wait, what's the doomsday machine going to be?
I don't know. I just made it up in the top of my head.
No,
so
I'm just like, you know, $50, I'll put your head in the freezer. And when their technology comes out, I'll wake you up. Yeah. You know, who's going to hold you to that?
You don't want to put the microwave on high. You want to put it on defrost.
I know. You slowly want to. Yeah, you would take them out, put them on the counter for a couple of hours.
You don't
want to
cook the outside then, first. Yeah. You want to get a nice.
Your offspring. Your offspring will make sure.
To say you have
that. So we all have to
have 1,000
children.
Years from now?
Well, that's
so mine
where they're
going to have
care.
Zika virus.
You know, it's like, my
terrible.
Grandfather's, you know.
Yeah, but why would they want to, you know what I mean? Like, who am I? Am I that narcissistic that I think in 6 generations someone's going to be like, hey, remember that caveman great-grandfather we had?
Yes.
Yeah, exactly.
I think they'll be bored because they're going to have everything. They're going to be hooked up to the cloud. And so they're going to be able to go through all the experiences in life within minutes, within seconds. And so they're going to be bored. They're going to want to wake up their ancestors. They're going to want to have conversations with you.
If they could upload
They're going to see this podcast and be like, I want to actually talk to that person in real life.
They do that in Futurama.
Actually, what if they watch this podcast and they're like, ooh, let's just throw him away.
Yeah.
we don't want to thaw him out. We know what's going on there.
Well, after what you said about female
Oh,
movies.
No. It was Pauly Shore. Put him back.
No. All right. So how come, here's a question. How come you say chick flick and that's okay? You can go on chick flick. Oh, we saw a chick flick. I
Wait
say
a
guy,
How
a guy
is that
movie.
Okay? How is it okay to say chick flick?
I don't know. People say it all the time. All right. Maybe it's not okay, but
I'm
it's become.
Saying, it's not okay when you say
you
it.
Call a woman a chick?
Do I call a woman a chick? When I was like 19.
That's what I'm saying. But it was considered.
But I mean, people
You're
say
married,
chick flick, right?
No,
so like if you go, my wife watched this last night, or we watched this last night. Was it good? It was a chick flick, right? Okay, is it sexist? Yes, but I mean, it's not a term. You don't say it in that sexist tone. You say it in the movie. You know, when I say chick flick, you know exactly what it is. You got Matthew McConaughey. You want something stupid
oh,
with...
I can't stand that guy.
My friend loves him.
Oh, can't stand
Although he's been on... He's got away from the chick flick. He's been on some great movies.
Interstellar, I thought was supposed
it was awesome.
Pretty good.
Yeah.
I couldn't stand
it was too
that.
Much for
oh,
men.
You know what? No. It was like, let me just do Morse code on this... thing. I'm in this dimension. I mean, the science, some of it was practical and then some of it was like,
well, it's they call it science fiction.
No, so. But they were trying to be like
he's accurate. Watching ET and he's like, there's no
they
way
like,
ET's finger
no,
would
there's
glow
all these articles that were
his
like
finger
you know,
can't glow
this science is really you know is really on point. And I'm like, I don't know.
I thought I heard somebody kind of brilliant say that it was good, but that like the science is sound.
Some of it was sound, and then but also it's like.
But when Matthew McConaughey says anything, you kind of it loses a lot of credibility.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
Credibility.
You know, yeah. No.
Sorry, I shouldn't say that. It's negative.
I agree. It's okay. About no, Matthew,
did
you
see? You
can say
he's
anything
hot,
you want.
So hot, I shouldn't say that.
Did
about
you see?
Him.
Yeah, well, did you see True Detective? Is that what it's called?
Yeah,
True Detective. Great. Oh man, that was a good one. The one with McConaughey and the other dude,
Woody
Harrelson.
Oh, that's a series, right?
Yeah, it's really good.
It. I heard it was good though.
Yeah, you watch
I
it, and you're just
do it.
You're just stuck in.
I don't
it.
Like that guy.
Who? Which one? Did McConaughey?
McConaughey.
Well, you gotta. I mean, you gotta put that aside when you try to watch this one because it's well worth it. Yeah. So let me go through and see what else we have here. This one they said by 2030, again, 2030, it's so far away, 14 years from now.
It's not far away.
No, it's not at all.
My kids are so young, but by the time 2030 comes, they still can't drive.
I'm going to be like 30 years old.
Again.
That was really lame. Yeah. All right.
It's all right. You know how many lame jokes are in here? I'm just going live. I'm not editing this time.
Yeah, no, that's...
So I got to go through. Idea. Apparently, I was being naughty tonight. I don't know. So they say the peripheral devices, which I think is a bullshit way to say, because we're not going to have peripheral devices in 14 years. I don't think... Like we have them now, like, you know, laptop or iPads.
And, oh, yeah.
I don't know hopefully what they're going to do. We'll have like maybe little contact lenses or something like that.
Yeah, just be able to go through in our heads.
But they said that they're going to be able to read our thoughts. And again, science fiction or whatever. I like but that. I think this was on that sheet thing there. That's Graham Hancock is part of the collaborative that puts out that.
I saw that.
Yeah. But yeah, they say that, again, they'll map your brain almost like they would map. So it'd be like... You know, they put electrodes on there and they say, look at the color blue, and they map where blue comes out, and they play a song by Pearl Jam, and they map Starship where that comes Troopers. Out. What?
Jefferson Starship, sorry.
Oh, I was like, Starship Troopers, good movie.
No, I was just thinking I wanted my passcode to be We Built This City, but okay.
Oh, that song gets stuck in your head so
easily.
It's
only the best song ever.
Oh, terrible song. But they... So they'll map that area.
Saying that because I'm a girl.
It's a chick song.
I know.
So they'll map that section of your brain, and then when you think about the song, the thing can pick it up. And I don't know how. I mean, it says here, let me think. Electronics will be able to examine brain activity to see what we're thinking. One of the side effects of that, though, of course, is would people be able to hack your thoughts?
Right.
I like it. I mean, I don't like the idea of people being able to hack my thoughts, but I do like the idea of being able to think my password. And the fact that... I think the article didn't say that even if somebody else knows your password, like if somebody else knew We Built This City and they thought the same thing, because they think it differently from me, they still couldn't get into my account.
Makes sense.
Right.
Like, we don't know... You have like you look.
That's
at that.
Why you don't like that song as much as I do, because you don't understand.
That's
it
right. Yeah.
The
well,
way that I do.
We built this city.
Oh, that song, knee deep in the hoopla. Rock. Really,
it's amazing. Oh, such clever lyrics.
What's your guilty pleasure? Do you have a guilty pleasure song?
Oh no.
What is it?
No.
What is it?
No.
Really, you don't
the
have any guilty pleasure song?
What?
Pride and Prejudice.
What?
Pride. I like
and most, zombies.
I like.
I want to see that, by the way.
Do you really? Oh, God, I can't. No.
Who doesn't love a good zombie movie?
But that's...
It's only realistic. But it's going to happen.
It's like Pride and Prejudice and zombies. You know, I don't know.
I saw the previews for it. And yeah, I was like, no. Because it kind of
maybe
turns
if
into,
I'm bored one night and it's on, maybe, probably. I mean, I like a good zombie movie, but I just like Pride and Prejudice and zombies. Like, what?
Speaking of which, The Walking Dead starts again this
Does
Sunday.
It really?
Yeah.
Which one?
Yeah.
The good one?
Season? What do you mean?
No. Hey, you haven't seen the prequel one?
Oh, I did see the other one. Yeah, that one wasn't bad. It was different, but...
I don't know.
We're just rambling now.
Yeah, talking about shows.
One thing I think is pretty cool about technology... Look, we got a segue. Is you ever heard of Axanar Productions? So I guess if you're a Trekkie, and I'm probably saying it wrong, but it's A-X-A-N-A-R-A-N-O-R. I don't know. I might have spelled that wrong, but Axanar or... Xenor. I don't know. I don't know how to pronounce it. But if you're a Star Trek fan, maybe you know what I'm talking about. Anyway, so people now in their homes with their you know regular old laptops and computers are starting to be able to do special effects at the level of like studios, studio level. Like I don't know. Think of a studio, Lionsgate or something like that.
Right.
And this company was one of those people that said, we can do this. So the guys sat down and they started working with it and they started getting really good special effects. So then they said, we can do this pretty cheaply. And they were going to do a whole series of Star Trek for like nothing out of their home. And then they did a Kickstarter. So they ended up getting like about $100,000. But they did a, like, basically they want to say, you can put, you know, $40 million into a movie, if that's, I don't even know what they put into movies now, 80 million, 100 million. But we can do it for, you know, not even, you know, just a small percentage of it and make a pretty damn good thing. And you can watch it, you can Google it. But they're being sued, of course, by whoever owns, I think it's, I don't know.
Star Trek.
Whoever owns them now are suing them. But it still was kind of cool that these guys could do that just from their home. And the special effects are really really interesting.
You saw it?
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, you can go on YouTube and watch it. I mean, if you're into Star Trek, I'm not really. I like the new J.J. Abrams ones, but...
Yeah, I like those.
I love those.
But still to watch it and be like, you know, this is way better than they were putting out, you know, back in the 90s. Remember the Next Generation and all that? Mm-hmm. And these people are doing this just from their own living room, and they're coming up with these just elaborate sets. I thought it was pretty cool.
People are going to be able to come up with entertainment that will make it impossible for me to unglue myself from my television.
Or...
Because when you think about it, TV is getting a lot better. But, or what?
Or through podcasting. That's what happens with this, isn't it?
Actually, I am a little bit addicted to podcasts. I have a podcasting problem. What's that?
I love podcasts. Serial? Have you listened to Serial yet? I love doing. I love listening. Yeah, it's an addiction of mine. Serial is a great podcast. They go through... the first one was a murder.
We talked about this last time.
Did we?
Did we?
Yeah.
Oh, it was great.
Listening.
Asshole. Anyways. So we talked about frozen brains, robot thoughts. I don't know. Moses, what do you got? Anything? Do you know Earth is actually two planets? I just cut you off. You got anything?
What was that? I didn't even read it because I thought that's not anything.
No. When they crashed, that's why we've got the moon, is because two planets collided together. And what made the Earth is actually bigger when it has a iron core, isn't it? Or is it? Yes.
Say it again.
Like that's why you say why we have that the iron core.
Well, what happens is a planet is made because of mass and gravity. So you have a group of rocks that come together, dust, gases. Look at Jupiter.
That makes sense, yeah.
And they all come together and they make it, get it, you know, the closer to the center, the more dense you are. And that's kind of how it works. So a planet, that's why I think it's so funny when we think we have problems, like all this issue about the politics that are now and people are arguing over this and that. And there's hashtag activists and social justice warriors and everyone's freaking out. And 4 billion years ago, a planet slammed into ours. Just boom. Two planets got in the way of each other and slammed into ours. And they originally thought that it kind of glanced and chunks of it made the moon and some of it stayed here on Earth. But now they're saying, no, it was a direct impact. And, you know, when you have two planets that collide, a chunk flew off and became our moon. And the rest of it was just engulfed in Earth. So, it was kind of two. The name of the planet is like, it's like Thea or something.
Wait, they
like
named
that.
It?
Yeah. They named the planet. I don't know. I thought it was kind of cool because what they did is they took oxygen isotopes off of the moon and took them off of Earth, and they're identical. Right. There was no variation in them. And they say the only way for that to be is if the moon came from the Earth. Or
vice
somehow.
Versa.
Yeah. And a glancing blow, they said, wouldn't create the moon, but a direct impact would have. Isn't that crazy?
That is interesting.
That's why one of the biggest messages I have with my podcast is you just can't sweat anything. I mean, you try not to. People sweat like, I got a scratch on my car and all that. Yeah. And you're like,
that stuff I don't sweat, but I still sweat shit. Like I hear these are good rationale. Like I totally, everything about the Earth is so insignificant. Everything that I do is so insignificant, but I will know that and still sweat shit. Like I sweat shit today. I sweat shit yesterday. I sweat shit all the time.
You're sweating fecal matter.
I know this sounds really gross. Why am I saying it like that?
Yeah, you can't people who say like, life's too short and blah, blah. Well, it's my life and there's stuff that pisses me off. So
well, our brains can only work on that level. That's how we're here. Evolutionarily, that's how we're here because you have to worry about things like the scratch in your car. I know evolutionarily...
No, you don't have to worry about a scratch in your car.
Well, no, I'm saying, but it's okay to because I know the car wasn't part of us in evolution, but it's triggering something in our little monkey brain that had something to do with that. So like these little glitches that we have and these little like you want your house and you match things and that's all like ingrained in us. It's not, it's coming out in a different way, through IKEA versus, I don't know, dragging in a rock to put in the corner of your cave. But you know what I mean? It's connected there somewhere. Like the things we do now. So yeah, I'm kind of going, you can't sweating it. You try not to sweat it, but if you do, it's just the way we're made. Does that make any sense?
Yeah.
I don't know. I think there has to be a person out there who learned how not to sweat it. And I think they're usually Buddhists.
Yeah.
I mean, people who've been meditating a lot.
Or had a lobotomy. They don't sweat stuff.
No. they're just, I think they're like the equivalent of just high all the time. Yeah. Your frontal lobe is just mixed up. And
I mean, you've got to sweat stuff where you just don't care.
Yeah. And then your house gets repossessed. And
well, I mean, how do you define sweating stuff?
Well,
I mean,
that's the thing too.
Sweating, I mean, if you don't care about your car getting scratched, then your mind is in the right place, in my opinion.
Your car, your truck,
mm-hmm.
You've got that scratch there.
So you're trying to flame me. It's a truck. I put it there.
I know, right?
I was doing man exactly. stuff. Not watching chick flicks. I was out fighting bears.
That's right. I hit them with my truck.
I hit and I was digging holes with my shovel and my sledgehammer.
Well, I should have brought more articles. I feel kind of badly.
No, we've just done an hour and 10 minutes.
Oh, okay, good. I was like, by. Oh,
yeah.
Man.
Yeah, and I talked about everything I had on there. So, So everyone, thanks for listening to the Wait, What If podcast. Savannah, do you enjoy audiobooks?
Oh, yes, Kevin.
You do?
I love them.
Moses, do you like audiobooks?
Absolutely.
So do I. In fact, I just listened to Magician of the Gods by Graham Hancock. There's a list of books that you have to read. If you like to think about things that are like deep, you have to read certain things. Like Sex at Dawn, big one you have to read. Richard Dawkins, what's that big one? The
God Delusion?
Well, is that Dawkins or is that
Hitchens? Dawkins.
Is it? God Delusion? No, there's one, the Selfish Gene.
That might be Richard Dawkins as well.
That was a big one to read. Now, there's just a lot of cool books out there. Anyways,
it might not be, but I mean, if you go to Audible, they'll tell you exactly.
Audible has 180,000 titles wow. that you can choose from. Here's the thing. When you, like, I, in grad school, and I assume that you had the same problem, you just read so much. I was just reading hundreds of pages a night, and I used to be able to, I don't know how I did it, but I used to be able to sit there from the brain and draw out the entire central nervous system, where everything went, all the different ganglions and all this crap. Wow. And it
you're bragging now.
It ruined, I had to in order to pass PA school, but it ruined my joy of reading. Now I start reading, I get 10 pages in and I'm like, let's see what's on TV. And this has been 2 years now. I don't know if I'm ever going to get it back. Now, 20 minutes to work, I just throw on Audible and I have someone else read to me. And sometimes the authors will actually read it to you. So it's pretty cool.
Yeah.
So if you're interested in listening to Audible or trying Audible, go to audibletrial.com/WWI podcast. You'll get a free 30-day trial. You get a free audiobook. So here's the best thing about it. Even if you don't want to do it, you're like, Kevin, I don't want to do Audible. You get a free book. So there's 15 hours of pure enjoyment for you. Of course, after the 1 hour of pure enjoyment of listening to the Wait, What If podcast. Yeah. But then, you know, and I like to do, I listen to podcasts and audiobook stuff when I work out, when I drive. I just do it all the time. Because the stuff, when you start turning on like just the regular old crap, like on XM, I listen to talk and it's the same old, everything is the same old crap. You're like, really? I don't care about this anymore. So you just try to find something that's really cool. And if you want to, people, you know, I'm walking down the street, I'm at the grocery store, people say, hey, Kevin, I like your show. How can I help out your show?
This is the best way.
It happens all the time. And I say, do you know what? Go to audibletrial.com/WWI podcast and get your free trial today. Thanks, everybody. Savannah is going to plug her podcast. What's the name of your podcast? How can people listen to it?
It's not out yet.
Oh, well, what is it going to be called again?
It's going to be called the Biohacking with Savannah podcast.
What do you guys talk about? Like,
we're going to be talking about all science stuff. Mm-hmm. And I like to talk about biohacking, which I define it as using science, using the latest tools that are available in science to optimize your body and your mind.
Okay.
So
what type of guests are you going to have on?
Other biohackers.
All right. Authors, scientists. Philosophers, scientists. There you go.
Yeah, mostly scientists. No, probably not that many.
Have people who've actually done that to themselves?
No, not yet. Sorry.
Okay. You got to find them. That'd be really cool.
Well, I'm not really into the people who, cool, but people who put chips under their skin, I don't get that yet. I don't really have a huge desire.
If there's not a purpose for
that.
It, then you're just putting stuff in your body for no reason.
Yeah, that type of biohacking isn't as interesting to me. Yeah. But I do like people who, like, for example, I'm really into smart drugs. That's one type of biohack that I think is kind of interesting.
And is it going to be available on iTunes?
I'm sure, yeah. And anywhere Stitcher, you can find podcasts.
Yeah.
Do you want to stop recording? I feel like I kind of feel badly. I don't think we planned to keep talking, but...
No, we could. This is good stuff. I guess it is kind of getting like, man, we could just do another podcast at some point.
Yeah.
All right. So I'll just edit this in and then we'll do the outro. All right. Bye, everyone.
Forget everything you heard. That was...
Like us on Facebook.com/WWI Podcast and at WWI Podcast on Twitter. Drop us a line at waitswhatifpodcast@yahoo.com. Listen to us on iTunes, Stitcher, or TuneIn Internet Radio. Enjoyed your listening experience. Now go forth and expand your reality.